streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Michelin Cross Climate 2. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, here we go. It's hour two. Joel Klatt's around the corner. Terry Bradshaw next hour live in L.A. It's the Herd, wherever you may be, however you may be listening. iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, FS1. I'm not here tomorrow. J-Mac is not either. I'm not here Friday. I'll be back the following Monday. We'll be back the following Monday. So today, smorgasbord. Just had Greg Cosell on. He likes Kenny Pickett. That's good for Steeler fans. So he likes what he sees with Kenny Pickett. I don't see a lot of wow, but I see something, just not a lot of wow. Big story today is that Zach Wilson has been not only benched, but he's inactive. So they're basically going to reboot his career, which tells me he not only lost the staff, he lost the team by saying no at a press conference when asked how culpable he was for the L. Being a grown-up matters. It may be unfair, but he and Drew Locke and Jameis Winston and others I've criticized, Johnny Manziel and Baker, they're just not ready to run a franchise. They're just not mature enough. They don't quite understand it. They don't lack talent. Zach's got a real arm. So does Drew Locke. Jameis is super talented. Baker's got a good arm. But I think the undoing is his maturity. Because as a starter, he's 5-2. It's very rare when a young quarterback's 5-2 starting and you bench him. Like, it doesn't happen ever. For Mike White, he lost the room. J-Mac?
Yeah, it's official. I have to retire the name the Mormon Mahomes to describe Zach Wilson. I'm not contractually no longer allowed to say that in public, on social media, or anything. It did not happen for Zach Wilson. We move on.
Okay, so Emmanuel Acho does a show after us, a couple of shows after us. He was talking about Justin Herbert of the Chargers getting a pass by the media, and he came out this week. It could have been, I don't know exactly what day it was, but here's what he said, and it got a reaction.
Justin Herbert is a social media quarterback. What do I mean? Justin Herbert makes throws that can go viral on social media in this day and age. And on social media, they don't show you interceptions. That's not fun. People aren't going to retweet a pick. People aren't going to retweet a bad sack. People aren't going to retweet a bad decision. We always look for Justin Herbert to succeed. But had Tua made the mistake to throw a pick in the end of the game with two timeouts remaining, he'd be crushed, like Joy said. Had Jalen Hurts thrown a pick with two timeouts remaining at the end of the game, he would be crushed. But for whatever reason, our beloved Justin Herbert, he does it and we simply look away.
Totally disagree. Here's why. Does coaching matter in football? Just let that soak in. Does coaching matter? I don't know. I'm watching Tua this year, and I think it does. I'm watching the Saints without Sean Payton this year. I'm watching the Giants pivot from Joe Judge to Brian Daboll. Does coaching matter? In 2.5 years, Justin Herbert has had coaches who I think have undercoached him. So there's a difference between excuses and reasons. In 2.5 years, quarterbacking, Justin Herbert's defenses have been ranked 23rd, 29th, and 29th. And because of that, he leads the NFL. The Chargers as a team lead the NFL since Justin Herbert arrived with 9 blown fourth quarter leads. Atlanta's second. Why? Because he's often watching somebody get the ball, come back, and take the lead from him against a terrible defense. 29th last year, 29th this year. That's the first thing. So the other thing to remember, he is asked to mostly win shootouts. This year, Jalen Hurts and Tua, if you go to both Jalen and Tua, their top two receivers have not missed a single start. Not one. Herbert, with a bad defense, who has to outscore teams, his two best receivers, Keenan Allen and Mike Williams, have missed 9 starts. He's not getting help on the defensive side, and he doesn't have his two targets. It should be noted that Herbert, in terms of game-winning drives, is third in the NFL since he entered the league. 11. That's more than Mahomes. And they also lead the NFL in blown leads. Well, that's mostly his defense. I think there's a big gap between reasons and excuses. Tua now has a brilliant offensive coach. Jalen Hurts has a loaded roster and lots of support on the defensive side. Justin Herbert's got a bad defense. His star receivers aren't available. And once again, he's staring at 5-5. I think there's a difference between excuses and reasons. At 6'5", 230, a 4'2 college student that's mobile with a cannon for an arm, I think he's the most under-supported great quarterback in the league. That's my take. And with that, the voice of college football at Fox Sports, Joe Klatt, joining us. He's got Michigan, Ohio State this week. I mean, you don't get, even as great as those programs are, you don't get a lot of undefeated versus undefeated.
No.
Buckeyes and Wolverines.
And by the way, I think that we should probably, you know, really appreciate this. I don't know how often that this is going to happen in the future, meaning with these types of stakes, because of the changing landscape of college football. Like, let's say the Big Ten does away with divisions where Michigan and Ohio State could play in the Big Ten championship game. Well, then this game loses the stakes that it has. Or let's say the college football change and expands like it will in the coming years, and we just think, hey, you know, both of these teams will be in the playoff. This game means everything this Saturday, and both at 11-0, you know, I'm just going to appreciate this one for what it is.
All right, Blake Corum. I like Michigan all year. I had them in the last several weeks, number one. They are not the same team without a healthy Blake Corum.
Nope. Not even close, actually.
Not close.
Corum is a fabulous running back, and when he went down against Illinois, they took a drastic turn. Now, his normal backup, Donovan Edwards, is a very good player, and when Donovan is out there, they don't miss Corum as much. Now, they still miss him, but not as much. But with Edwards and Corum not on the field against Illinois, Colin, it was drastic how much different that they were. Let me just give you some numbers to bear that out. This is a team that is one of the best rushing teams in the country, and I'll give you the fact that Illinois is a good defense. But C.J. Stokes and Isaiah Gash averaged 3 yards per carry in the second half. Like, they're not going to beat Ohio State unless Corum or Edwards is healthy and ready to go. Yep. And so that's the biggest question of the game right now and of the week is, are those guys going to be ready and available and ready to threaten the defense?
Okay. Bryce Young, to me, is a plug-and-play guy in the NFL. Caleb Williams next year will be a number one pick. The year after that, there's a kid at Carolina, May, who are great. C.J. Stroud, to me, has talent. I don't think he's necessarily an elevator all the time. He's hit and miss. He loses confidence. The offense can be I watch him and I think it just depends on the half I see Ohio State. I see a lot of bad halves with him.
No, I disagree. I think he's perfectly suited for that offense. I think that he does a lot of things really well. He's got a strong arm. His feet are as good as anybody in college football. Now, he might not threaten the defense like Williams does outside of the pocket, Caleb Williams, but his ability to throw in rhythm and on target allows them to create explosive plays because of the yards after the catch. It's a simple equation. When it comes to yak, timing plus ball. By the way, Bill, this is an old Bill Walsh thing, right? Timing plus ball placement equals yards after the catch. And yes, the wide receiver has to be athletic and create space and do all of those things. But when you watch CJ Stroud play, part of what makes Ohio State so dangerous is the fact that the ball is on time and on target, that the wide receivers can run through it and into spots where they can create after the catch. So his ability is a bit more nuanced, which is why I anticipate.
Nuanced.
Yeah, that's right. So it's harder for you to see, easier for someone like me to see.
No,
you know,
yeah.
Although, listen, I'm thankful for guys like you.
Yeah.
You know, because it allows me, you know, the opportunity to come and teach.
Yeah.
And that's
Trevor Berbick had a nuanced knockout punch. Mike Tyson had a knockout punch. I'm sorry. I tend to like a knockout punch, not nuance around the fringes. But hey, it's just me.
The best battery in college football is Stroud, Marvin Harrison Jr.
Well, Marvin Harrison's about 70% of that.
Well, I mean, he's pretty. Can you say that about any wide receiver quarterback?
No.
The wide receiver is never 70% of it. He's never even 50% of it. Okay? And while Marvin Harrison Jr. is a fabulous player, Stroud's really good. By the way, if Williams loses to Notre Dame, then the Heisman is Stroud's to lose.
We know who the better quarterback is there.
Maybe, but that doesn't mean that that's who the Heisman is going to go to.
Nuance. Let's talk. So I think this is a danger spot. I will say this.
For who? For what?
Notre Dame fans, I'm getting a lot of buddies texting me with a clover leaf because they're surging. They play the kind of football. It's got a little Michigan feel to it. They're going to pound right at you.
Yeah, good running game.
That is not what USC defends well.
Nope.
The Trojans coming off a wildly biggest win in 8 years for the program.
Yep.
This feels like to me, this is a last play of the game game.
Yeah, this one's going to come down. Listen, if Notre Dame has the ability to run away with this game. And if USC is going to win, it's going to be close. Let me just give you some background on this game. This is how much better Notre Dame is not the team that lost to Marshall and Stanford. They've gotten so much better. In six of their last eight games, they've run the ball for over 200 yards.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so like they can get the job done. In their first six games
total
of the season.
Total ball control, keep it away from USC.
In their first six games of the season, Colin, they were averaging 24 points per game. Not great. Obviously, right? And that's why they were struggling. Do you know in their last five, they're averaging 40 a game? Notre Dame is 40 a game. Okay, so their offense can score points now running the football, and they're physical, and they're unapologetic about the way that they're going to attack you with multiple tight ends on the field, and they're going to come in and they're going to extra gap you to death. And then there's this other element of Notre Dame's team that matches up really favorably against USC, and that's their pass defense. Notre Dame's pass defense is 16th in the country. Okay, in the last four games, they've had eight interceptions and given up only five passing touchdowns. Do you know the last time Caleb Williams faced a passing defense that was as good as this Notre Dame passing defense? Do you remember when it was? Do you know when it was?
Oregon State.
No. Iowa State last year. Do you know what Caleb Williams' line was in the Iowa State game last year?
I did not watch that particular game.
8 of 18, that's 44%. For 87 yards and a pick. So he's going to be facing the best pass defense since that day. Same head coach, same system. Now, granted, he's better than what he was late last year, but there might be some scar tissue there. And there's one thing I know about Caleb Williams, and it's that he will be and get frustrated at times. Part of that is born out of his supreme confidence that he's always going to be able to make a play, and generally he does because he's fabulous. And by the way, I do think he is the best player in college football. The last five games have cemented that for me in the way that he plays and what he means to his team. Having said that, his frustration in this game, he better keep to a minimum because there will be moments when they don't succeed on offense because of what I'm telling you. And they might have way fewer bites at the apple than what they normally do. Let's say they average 14 possessions.
They'll get nine.
They'll get maybe 9-10 because of that run game for Notre Dame. So yep. They better play efficient, and he better make those throws when they appear, because there's no getting out of jail free card. This is not going to be like UCLA, where you can go down first two series of the game, not get touchdowns, not get points in the red zone, and then still come back and win.
All right, can we throw up the college football rankings? I didn't have a problem with them.
Of course you didn't.
Well, you know, I'm a guy that doesn't have a problem saying the truth. And so I got no problem.
Interesting. I think you're a guy that, like the committee, just bases all of this off preconceived notions. So this is what the playoff committee
gave us. What bothers you?
Don't you just wait and see. I'll give you exactly what I got a problem with. Georgia, Ohio State, Michigan, TCU, LSU at 5. USC at 6, Alabama, Clemson, Oregon, and Tennessee. That's what the committee gave us as the top 10. Now, I think that there is a clear oversight here. And I will start with this. The committee, as it's constructed, is a failed experiment.
Oh, come on now.
It is. It is. And I know that because they do not allow the games on the field to alter their preconceived biases and notions.
Okay, like how?
Because every week it doesn't matter the opponent or what goes on
the
field.
Give me an example.
They just move up a spot and always the same position. The example is that over the last 2 weeks, after LSU beat Alabama and was you know, put above USC, then over the last 2 weeks, they've just moved like that, sequentially, right? LSU one spot above USC. Well, I'm sorry. Did we not see LSU go on the road to an Arkansas team who had just lost to Liberty and was playing their backup and actually had their third-string quarterback take snaps in that game, and LSU won by 3? Did we not see that? Because I did. Did we not see LSU play UAB last week? Because I did. In the meantime, USC was out there without some of their best players as Addison was banged up and trying to get healthy. They smoked Colorado. And I know that that's not a great win, and I'll give you that.
But they smoked them.
But they smoked them. Exactly what they should do. They smoked them. It wasn't roll into Arkansas and win by 3 and, oh, it was cold. We had to have hot chocolate. Give me a break. Then they went out last week, went on the road, USC did, and beat UCLA. And
capable
that's a good
team.
UCLA team. Yeah, that's a capable UCLA team that has two top 25 wins based on what the committee has been telling us, Washington and Utah. And yet, they don't get any credit for that?
Well, I think
I don't understand this. By the way, Alabama just continues to move up ahead of Clemson. And didn't we just see them play Austin Peay? Austin Peay, not only did they play him in November, but they only won 34-0. If Alabama beats Austin Peay, I'm getting all frustrated here. Beats Austin Peay 34-0 in September, the sky is falling.
Yeah.
If they don't beat them by 57 points, the sky is falling. But in November, it's totally fine.
Yeah.
And we can just allow it to happen. Why? Our preconceived notions. And that's where it gets me to my last point. Alabama is the preeminent program in the country. Yeah. Nick Saban is the best college football coach that I've ever seen, and I think that has ever lived. And this program is doing something that we will never see before. But that's not what we're ranking right now.
Yeah.
We're ranking this version of Alabama.
All right. But
Alabama is great. And in 2020, they won the national championship. And guess how many one possession games they played in 2020? One.
Yeah.
Guess why? They were a great team. It's not this year's team. Guess how many one-possession games they've played this season?
Five. Yeah.
And they've only played 8 Power 5 games up to this point. We're not even to the Iron Bowl. They've played 5 one-possession games. They're 3-2 in those 5 games. So aren't we basing these wins against Alabama and viewing them as if they're beating the great Alabama teams, when Alabama this year is just not what they have been?
No.
Again, Bama fans, don't come after me, because you are the preeminent program in the country.
Right.
Greatest coach of all time. But that's not the team you have this year. So now all of a sudden, patient X is Alabama, and everybody is getting jumps off of that, and the preconceived bias of what we thought Bama was to begin the year as the largest betting favorite to ever come into a college football season is now affecting how teams are ranked in November. And that's a problem.
Yeah.
And that, my friend, is the nuance to why the committee is a failed experiment.
That feels harsh, but good explaining there. You did some excellent explaining.
Thank you.
Let's look at Klatt's top 10.
Here's my top 10.
I don't have a problem with it. I think Georgia's the best team, and everybody else is close. I think Ohio State's probably the second best team. I think you put a little heat on C.J. Stroud. I think if Corum was healthy,
let me ask you this.
Michigan beats him.
Let me ask you this. People have said, like, Klatt, well, why do you care so much about these rankings? And this year, maybe even more so than others.
Yeah.
I don't think there's a great team. Like, any given day.
No, I saw Georgia struggle against Missouri.
Exactly.
Kentucky.
So this season, again, this season, that's what we're supposed to be ranking. That's what we're supposed to be competing for, is this championship.
Yeah.
And this season, it matters who gets that fourth spot. I don't think that, now, Georgia may blow out the fourth place team. They may lose to LSU. I'm not sure. But I will tell you this. These spots this year, because there isn't a great team, more coveted than ever before. This is not the last 4 years. Remember, we had Trevor Lawrence. That was a great Clemson team. Then we had Joe Burrow. That was a great LSU team. Then we had the COVID Bama team. They were fantastic. Last year, we had the 6 draft picks off of that defense for Georgia.
Yeah.
We don't have a team of that caliber this year.
I think Georgia's got a really high ceiling, and Ohio State has a high ceiling. But they both struggled. I mean, Maryland gave Ohio State for a long time major issues.
Both of them, I think, have a lower floor
than maybe
what some of those great teams in the last 40 years have had.
Now, let's circle back. We got a couple of minutes left.
Okay, here we go.
Elon, I'm going to hold you to this.
Please.
Because a lot of times you're just, you're straddling stuff. I'm demanding an opinion here.
Okay.
Because you're not calling this game. You're calling the big one. It sounds like you got Notre Dame beating USC.
I think Notre Dame wins.
Woo!
I think Notre Dame wins.
I will tell you this.
Football is a game of matchups, and this is a bad matchup for USC. And I love Caleb Williams, and I love what USC is doing. That's not a great matchup.
No.
If UCLA would have stuck to the run game late in each half when they had timeouts and had the ability to stick to the run game, they probably don't throw those picks. They probably win the game. So, like, guess what Notre Dame is going to do? Stick to the run game. And that's a problem for USC, so I'm going to go with the Irish.
The best bet on the board in college football is Notre Dame plus 6.5. It's the side. Now, look, J-Mac, is it 5 now?
Is it going down? It's got to be going down, right?
I bet you it gets to 5
by Saturday.
Listen, if you go look at the history of biggest win in 8 years for a program, I don't care what program it is, the following week for 20-year-old kids, it's hard to...
Yes.
Lou Holtz used to say, you get a different team every week. USC, the city was just all, everybody that's USC, everybody was biting nails all weekend. Oh my God. All right, match it the following weekend against arguably a better team.
And it is hard to sustain your best time and time and time and time again. This is why the cupcakes in November are such a big problem, right? Ask LSU and Georgia how tough it is to play your best every single week. That's why Tennessee, that's why they just got 63 put on them. 63!
I know.
By South Carolina. Because they have to play a league game every week.
You know who can bring it every week?
Me. Thank you. I appreciate that. Were you going to do...
No, I was going to jump you.
I appreciate that.
Yeah,
I'm really thankful for this show, by the way. In all seriousness, on Thanksgiving week, you guys have a phenomenal show. I appreciate the way that you've always treated me and bring me on and having our great college football banter, and I appreciate your listeners. And yes, I do enjoy coming on here and absolutely destroying Colin every week. So when you come up to me in the airports and at the games and say that, I agree, and I'm thankful for you too.
I mean, it has to be said that part of my treating you that way is contractual. So
that's so good.
Michigan, Ohio State, Joel Klatt. I cannot wait for. I'm going to take Ohio all year. I thought Blake Corum. They were gonna take the air out of Ohio State's offense. If you don't give me him at 100, I got to go Buckeyes. Good game, though. Good game.
Happy Thanksgiving, bud.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, Jay Mack.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it. $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Welcome back. Take care of your body, guys. M-Drive. Reduce stress. Elevate energy. Black Friday sales live. Get started. 25% off. Coupon code HERD. M-Drive for men.com. J-Mac with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the HERD Line News.
All right. Let's go back to the Jets benching Zach Wilson for this game against the Bears. Wow. Mike White's going to start. Joe Flacco will back him up. Zach Wilson, inactive, as we discussed.
That's crazy.
We now have sound of Robert Saleh's press conference. Here's what he said about the benching.
Ooh. Zach's career here is not over. I know that's going to be the narrative. I know that that's what everybody wants to shout out, and that's not even close to the case. The intent, the full intent, is to make sure Zach gets back on the football field at some point this year. The young man needs a reset. His decision-making's been fine, his practice habits, all that stuff have been fine, but there's some basic fundamental things that have gotten really out of whack for him, and this is just an opportunity for him to sit back, focus on those things, find a way to get reconnect to all the different things that we fell in love with during the draft process, and it's something that I feel like he's going to be able to do.
Well, that sounds good. I think that's about as good a messaging as you're going to do. I like that.
Okay, so I've been looking hard to find the only guy I could think of who was a high pick who was benched. Do you remember the career of Marcus Mariota?
Sure.
In Tennessee, was drafted number 2 overall.
Got banged up a lot.
Now, he was a starter for like 4.5 seasons, and I remember it vividly because I had bet this game. Tennessee goes into Denver. Mariota is awful. Benched for Tannehill, and that was it. He was done. Tannehill gets them to the playoffs. He becomes a starter in Tennessee. Do you know what Mariota did for the next 2 years? He was the backup in Vegas.
Yeah.
Sat, I think he barely got in a little bit, might have started one game. Now, he's the starter. So basically, 3 years after he was benched for Ryan Tannehill, Marcus Mariota's back as a starter. Colin, if I put you on the spot and said, does Zach Wilson start another game this season,
no,
you would say?
I would say he'll be the backup to Derek Carr in Vegas next year. That is it. He's got
That's a spicy take.
Well, no, I mean, he'd be a really talented backup guy with a big arm, close to where he grew up. He can head back out west. I think he's got a sour taste in his mouth. I think if you ask Zach where he'd like to be, you know, Nevada and Utah, neighboring states, he'll go back. Parents can watch him, be there every week. And he's got the BYU fan base will come watch him. I think he'd be the backup for Derek Carr. Inexpensive backup. But also, I think it'd be a good move by Zach because you'd get an offensive coach. Look at what Josh McDaniels did to rookie Mac Jones. Look what he did, you know, the development of Mac Jones, Josh McDaniel. By the way, Mac Jones has regressed without Josh McDaniels. So my takeaway is, if I am Zach, I would love to eventually move out, go back west, find an offensive head coach, salvage what I can, and I think the Raiders would be a great spot eventually. And I think the Jets are going to be looking at Garoppolo to move on, because Saleh's like, I'm not getting a third year here and not making the playoffs.
Yeah.
You get that ownership group. So Saleh's got to make the play. Now, I think he's done a great job, but the GM's not getting fired because he's hit too many home runs. Saleh, Miami's not getting worse. Buffalo's not getting worse. So, I mean, to me, the Zach Wilson experiment, he may come back this year, but with the elevated play of Josh Allen and Tua, I could see hands raised in a room. They move on. He goes back out west, and they go get Garoppolo.
So there's a lot to chew on there, but I'll say this. The GM, for as much as you love him, and I know a couple other people in the media like him a lot, he's now whiffed badly on two top 10 picks. Mekhi Becton has been a colossal bust.
He was a bust.
And Zach Wilson ain't the dude. So, I mean, you can hit on all the picks after that you want. Let's admit now, that's two top 10 picks that have been big swings and misses.
And I didn't love Zach Wilson, and Becton had a huge weight issue. I mean, in college, that was the knock, is that he was just going to, and that's exactly what happened. So what's interesting is they rolled the dice on two number one picks, and their college concern became their pro reality, and both have struggled. Believe, people tell you who they are, believe them.
One other note, we know when there's like seven or eight new coaches in the league, every coach thinks, I can fix this guy. So there is going to be a market at some point for Zach Wilson. Somebody's going to say, geez, look at the tape of this guy. Look at his pro day. He's flinging the ball around 60 yards. Somebody may want to give him a look.
Well, I can see that happening.
And I can hear the audience laughing. Oh, Zach Wilson, he stinks.
No.
The guy's got some talent. We just haven't fully seen it yet. All right, next up. Colin, I know you love a little November NBA. Check it out. Things got heated in the desert last night. Here's D-Book blocking Austin Reeves, standing over him. Now DeAndre Ayton comes over, and Patrick Beverley's not having that. He just body checks. Yes, from behind. Bit of a cheap shot.
Bit of a cheap shot.
Well, after the game, he said he was just standing up for his teammate.
All right.
You know, I'm not going for this. You know, so that's what I saw. Obviously, it's unfortunate that it happened on national TV. But you know me, regardless of what's going on, I'm a big fan of protecting my teammates, and I'm a big fan of I'm a foxhole guy. And you know, I put on a jersey and I commit to a team. I commit to a city. It's kind of my motto. You know, I'm a foxhole guy. So very unfortunate situation though.
And by the way, you see Westbrook jumped in there too. Westbrook and Beverly. Westbrook's defending his guys. Yeah. How about that?
We know what Patrick Beverly is. This is his shtick. Beef here, look at Devin Booker on this play, okay? You block the shot, you stare down, talk trash, and then look what he does after this. Looks at the Lakers bench and starts talking. Colin, I don't know what happened to Devin Booker. I like this guy a lot. He ran his mouth to Luka. You remember in the playoffs last year?
Yeah.
And then Luka beat his ass in seven games.
Yeah.
Just whooped him and was looking up at him at the foul line saying, you're not talking now when you're down 30 at home in game seven. Colin, I like Devin Booker a lot. I don't know what's going on with this guy. He's just chirping at everybody. Like, can you win a title first before you talk trash? Remember, he talking to Klay Thompson and the Warriors. You remember that?
Yeah.
Hey, settle down, buddy. Settle down. All right, final story. I should just let you take this away because Kawhi Leonard, Colin, your favorite guy.
Oh, God.
Cannot catch a break. He finally returned after missing like 17 months with the ACL.
And he's not
playing
again?
Then he had the knee injury. Now he's out again with a right ankle sprain. Oh. He's out tonight. He's played in 5 games this season. Take it away, Colin. Go ahead. I know you love talking about
this. I really like everything about the Clippers. You can't build around Kawhi. He's a great player. I've said this before. There are certain people you can build around in any business. A radio business, a sports business, a law firm. And then there's just people that are talented. Kawhi's super talented. You can't build around him. You can't build around Anthony Davis. He's just really, they're both really, really talented. But when you can't rely on somebody physically, and Kawhi is nonverbal. So, I mean, I don't think, people always bang on Paul George. I mean, Indiana built around Paul George for years, and they gave the Miami Heat all sorts of trouble.
Yeah, LeBron's Heat, too.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I'd build around Paul George. I am over Kawhi.
Do you remember what happened at the end in San Antonio with Kawhi?
Oh, they gave him away.
Well, essentially, he was practicing with the team, but when it was time to play, he's like, no, I'm not ready. And some of the players started to come out and say stuff. Now, there's been guys who played in the NBA, come here to FS1. I've asked them a million times. They... Does Kawhi Leonard have that dog in him? Does he want to play and go out there and rip your throat out and win the title?
We talk about this repeatedly. When you do a movie franchise, the Avengers, you got to trust that you can build it around Robert Downey. Early in his life, you couldn't. Later, Robert Downey matures. It's like, okay, we're going to build this puppy. Matt Damon, we can build around Matt Damon. These are decisions you have if you're going to do 4 and 5 and 6 movies. Not every actor you can build around. Same in pro sports. Some guys are nonverbal. They're odd. They're temperament. I'm not going to build around James Harden. But in his prime, I'd love to have him on my team. I think Kawhi has reached that point. It's just, I can't physically. And also, maybe he talks within the organization, but you can't tell me Steve Ballmer. Remember, he joined a great culture in San Antonio, won a title. He joined a great culture in Toronto. The Clippers are building around him.
They're building a new arena, I think, in Inglewood.
I'm done. It's just, again, don't confuse lack of talent. I said 3 years ago on this air, I thought he was the number one get a stop, get a bucket guy in the NBA. Okay. I think he's a great player. You got to be. It didn't matter. If Howard Stern showed up to work once a week, doesn't matter how talented. You got to show up to work.
So this is where it gets interesting, Colin. When do the Clippers players start to chirp privately or to the media?
Oh, I think
when
privately.
When they're below 500, Paul George is going to be chirping. I mean, John Wall has sat out 2 seasons. He didn't come back to watch Kawhi Leonard not play basketball. Yeah. I would just keep an eye on some of the Clippers and rumblings. Like, I mean, how many years is this? These guys supposed to have a dynasty, right?
Because Wall,
Paul George and Kawhi Leonard?
Wall's played pretty well.
He has. How about Reggie Jackson?
Well, Reggie loves Reggie.
Yeah, that's the guy. If I'm in the media and I'm covering the Clippers, I'm talking up Reggie Jackson all the time.
Chatting
with him in the corner. Hey, Reggie, what do you think about
Reggie
Kawhi?
Reggie Jackson has Michael Jordan's confidence. And there are moments when he's just Reggie.
He's one of the most underrated trash talkers in the league.
Yeah.
He knows he can cook anybody off the dribble. And then he's going to tell you about it, too. And I just wonder, when do people start saying, man, what's up with Kawhi Leonard? Because we saw it with the Spurs. I think it was, I don't know if it was Tony Parker was the
kind
guy.
Some guys turned against him.
Were like, dude, come on.
Very good work there, J-Mac. J-Mac with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line.
I saw something last night that is it's really interesting on Kevin Durant. I don't know how it's going to play. We'll talk about that coming up. And some thoughts on Aaron Rodgers. He was asked about retirement yesterday, and I had a thought on that. It's not anti-Aaron.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21+, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail, or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
So LeBron James did not like being a villain when he left for the Heatles. He later said he wanted to play for the love of the game and joy, not to be hated. Aaron Rodgers has acknowledged he didn't like the vaccine pushback he got. I mean, you know, social media is, it's, you know, it's just the reality of if you're a president, if you're a commissioner. I mean, does anybody like Goodell, Roger Manfred, Adam Silver? Nobody likes anybody. But professional athletes are often in their 20s or early 30s, and I think it's harder to compartmentalize that stuff, the onslaught. They're on their phone more generationally than a commissioner is. So I think for an Aaron or a LeBron or a Kevin Durant, it's hard to be a villain. And Brooklyn has become the league's villain. Last night, Kevin Durant, Kyrie, and Simmons lost by 9 to a Sixers team that didn't have Embiid, Harden, or Maxey. They're just now a bad basketball team. And Kevin Durant, because of Kyrie's, is not a likable guy for a lot of reasons. Simmons is detached and aloof, not likable. And Kevin Durant's coming to terms with, since he left the Warriors, where he was very likable. Not just finals MVP, but, you know, the Warriors are kind of cocky and fun and likable, and they play a flashy brand, and I think everybody loved Kevin. I still think people like Kevin. But he acknowledged this is not a likable team, and they're the league's villain.
There's a lot of emotions. A lot of you just want to play well. You know the fans are going to be involved and get excited. Well, not get excited, but just bring that best. But that's in every arena. Everybody wants to see our team fail. Nobody likes Ben. Nobody likes Kai. Nobody likes myself. So it might be like that in every road arena. You know what I'm saying? So it's just something we got to deal with. But I thought he did a great job of just handling it and playing his game. And we had chances to win, but we just didn't.
I think people do like Kevin Durant. I like Kevin Durant. I like him. I love his game. A little sensitive. So what? He's a young guy. Has a right to be sensitive. Doesn't mean you're less of a human or less of an athlete. Aaron's a little sensitive. It's okay. But I don't think it's the fact that he's unlikable. And now you can't blame Steve Nash. All the people that used to blame Steve Nash, well, he's gone now. So now it's just, it's a bad basketball team that doesn't win a lot of games. So I said it at the time and I'll say it again. I thought leaving the Warriors for Kyrie Irving in Brooklyn was a tragic mistake that his agent and his shoe company should have talked him out of. I think Kevin wants to be liked. I think that's his personality. He'll tell you he doesn't want to be liked. I think he wants to be liked. I think this is going to wear on him. And I think he's a little bit trapped. But I don't think Brooklyn's unlikable because of Kevin Durant. I think Simmons is detached. Kyrie is not my cup of tea for a variety of reasons. I think he's a culture and a coach killer. And that's the reality, though, of Kevin Durant today. Another story. So Aaron Rodgers, I don't like when my quarterbacks are talking retirement, but he was asked about it by Pat McAfee on the YouTube show. And, you know, Aaron Rodgers came out
And he talked a little bit about it. You know, this was foisted upon him. He said, you know, I'm proud of what I've accomplished. I'm not looking forward to the end. Life after football is going to be a tough transition for every player. I don't know when that's going to be. I don't know if it's going to be after the season or after three more seasons. So, again, he was asked about it. He had a comment. I will say this. I have been tough on Aaron Rodgers, and I don't like my quarterback talking about retirement. Davante Adams is like, I don't know when. Is he going to be here? I mean, Brady may retire tomorrow. He's always all in. He's letting you I'm playing to the, I'm playing to 50. But I will say this, I think Aaron will be much more likable in retirement. People forget that Charles Barkley was wildly controversial and at times unlikable as a player. Go look at Barkley's track record. He's incredibly likable as a commentator. He's funny, self-deprecating. Kobe Bryant ran through, he was hard to coach. Go read Three Rings by Jeff Perlman. Hard to play with, wore people out. And then Kobe retired, and he became an ambassador for the WNBA and coaching his lovely daughter. Kobe became much more likable. He did the basketball, Life of Basketball. He won an Oscar. I think Aaron's going to age well. I think he's going to be really appreciated. I think in a team construct, Aaron can be a little prickly, at times condescending, and aloof. In a team construct. But as an individual, he's got brain power, he's funny, really bright, good conversationalist, has strong opinions. I don't see him as a guy that would want to be pinned down to a network to be a broadcaster, but I could see him being a guest here, a celebrity tournament, he'll do funny commercials. You know, I think Aaron's going to be one of those Charles Barkley guys that we kind of crushed him sometimes when he played. He could be a little mean, a little chippy, a little. But I think he's going to age incredibly well, and I think we'll think of Aaron Rodgers very fondly. And he's one of the 12 most. You know, I was just jotting down during the commercial break the 12 most talented quarterbacks I've ever seen. Most talented. You know, he's like six. I think we tend to remember. Nobody remembers MJ and the Wizards. It just like disappeared. Of all the 30s for 30s done, the one that's never been done that I think is fascinating is Michael Jordan's Wizard career. Nobody's ever done that 30 for 30. We've done stuff on Andre the Giant, and we don't do Michael Jordan and the Wizards. People forget what a mess it was. It's fascinating. Maybe they can't get the video. Michael won't do an interview. He was unlikable. It just disappeared. Nobody remembers Joe Namath at the end. I mean, it's almost like Montana didn't play for the Chiefs at the end. We don't remember the bat. Well, what we do is we go back and look at the highlights. We hear the announcer on YouTube describe your game-winning drive. And I think Rodgers will be a very iconic, smart, handsome, funny, engaged, doing things on his schedule, former NFL star, and he'll be really likable. He'll have a Barkley feel to him where when Aaron's in town, he'll give you time, he'll be funny, he'll do things on his schedule. But I do think sometimes Kobe in the team construct, a little bit too much of an individual. A Barkley in the team construct that worked in Phoenix, didn't work in Houston with Pippen. And Aaron sometimes, when you put him around a team, a little bit too much of an individual, you know, that's okay. That's okay. Sometimes pro athletes have to be selfish. Legacy Precious Metals. These are rough economic times, chaotic stock market. Legacy, gold, silver. Should it be part of your retirement plan? Call 866-674-HERD or visit buylegacygold.com. Terry Bradshaw around the corner, plus Jason McIntyre's tomorrow's headlines today. I don't have a blazing five, but I trust this guy's picks. And he's the only guy I know that bets and wins college basketball. So if you could do that.
No blazing five. I'm devastated. Well, oh, my goodness.
But there are games. Tough, right? There are games I like. I'll be on my social media. I love Notre Dame and the points this weekend.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Ohio State, Michigan?
I'm going to stay away from that because of an injury. Mm-hmm. I do think the Giants and the points, nine and a half.
I'm with you on that.
I like that. I think I'm going to watch the line. If the Vikings, New England goes back to what, three?
Three. It's at 2.5, yeah.
Okay, so I would take the Vikings to cover if it's at 2.5 or three. Those are my bets. All right, hour three next.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.